It's Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub. This story was written for the COVID Metamorphosis Project from the Literary Challenge, in which we were asked to begin and end with provided quotations from Ovid. I want to speak about bodies changed into new forms. I looked up at my partner, who was hovering in the door of the workroom while I was slicing tomatoes for a salad. Basil? He held up the head, or cranial unit, as he preferred to call it. As you know, my first attempt at creating a child did not go well. I remembered. We'd become friends not long after his first child, Noelle, had died after a series of cascade failures caused her neural net to disintegrate. And you're concerned it will happen again? I am, but only in the sense that any parent is worried about the survival of their children. I worry about Elizabeth injuring herself while snorkeling with you, or climbing trees with her friends, or... Okay, I get the point. So what's this about bodies and changing forms, and why are you quoting Ovid anyway? Ovid's line seemed an appropriate entree into this conversation. Oh. I rinsed tomato guts off my hands and dried them on the towel near the sink. Turning around and leaning against the sink, I gave my husband my full attention. So, which bodies are we changing? This one. I believe it would help me to move past the loss of Noelle if, rather than allowing this child to choose their gender and appearance, we select it for him. Him? You lost a son. We lost a son, I corrected. And we had, 2 years before Elizabeth was born. Our son, Jake, had been stillborn. There had been no discernible cause. Sometimes, even with all the technology of many, many worlds, horrible things just happened. We are not building a replacement. No, we are not. But we have a living, thriving daughter. I believe this child should be a son. For balance. Balance, I sense there is more to it than that. Not because a son would likely be a lot like you. Perhaps, partially, but by choosing his gender and appearance, we could blend our features to create a child that truly represented both of us. My skin, your eyes, I asked, with only a hint of teasing lilt in my tone. Precisely. Your hair, my nose. It was bad enough Elizabeth had inherited my wild, unruly hair. We would not curse a synthetic child with the same. If you wish. You really feel strongly about this, don't you, love? Yes, Zoe, I do. All right. All right? All right, I repeated. Congratulations, Dad. It's a boy. Basil turned back to the workroom, but I called his name and he paused. Dearest? What's the other reason, the true reason, you want a son? Elizabeth is our daughter, but she is your child, blood of your blood. I wish to have a similar child to follow after me. A legacy. In a sense. Many poets have written of immortality via offspring as well as great works. And that's why you want a son? But Basil didn't give me a simple affirmative. Rather, he quoted Ovid again. From anyone else, it would have seemed pompous. From my husband, it made perfect sense. If there is truth in poets' prophecies, I shall live. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Auphonic iPhone app and or Audacity. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. This means that you can share it with your friends or repost it as long as you credit me and link to my site. For show notes, including detailed credits and contact information, visit bathtubmermaid.com. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meliss, that's spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, and Facebook at facebook.com/MissMeliss, again spelled with the Y-S-S-E ending. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.